All right, everyone, welcome back. We're going to kick things off with a deep dive into something a little bit different today.
Definitely different. A little bit scary for some people, maybe.
Maybe a little bit scary for a lot of people, I think.
Absolutely.
Those 9-mark questions in AQA Economics.
Yes.
So if you are listening to this, you are probably either a teacher.
Yes.
Or a student of A-level economics.
Or you're just really interested in economics.
Or you're just really interested in it and you just love listening to us talk.
Could be.
We've got an awesome guide here that's going to help us break down these massive questions.
Yeah.
And hopefully you guys will feel a lot more confident walking into that exam room.
Exactly, because they're worth a lot of marks.
Yeah, and they are a lot of marks.
9 marks.
9 whole marks.
It's a big chunk of the paper.
It is a big chunk, so we need to be prepared.
Yeah.
So what do we need to know first?
Well, the first thing is to understand the structure of a 9-mark question. They're like a recipe. You always need certain ingredients. So every 9-mark question will have the instruction explain.
Okay.
And it always involves a diagram.
It's not enough to just like write an essay. I have to draw something as well.
You have to draw something and you have to be able to connect those two things together.
Okay.
Connect the concept to a visual representation.
All right.
Now, the second thing is that these questions always appear in the data response section of the exam.
Yeah.
So ingredient number 2.
Okay.
You absolutely have to engage with the data that they give you.
Makes sense.
So don't just write down textbook definitions.
Yeah.
You need to make sure that you're using the specific data.
Using the evidence.
To support your explanation.
Perfect.
And the third ingredient is the focus.
Okay.
What specific concept or concepts is the question asking about?
Right.
And pay close attention to how the diagram should be used.
Right.
Sometimes the question will have a very specific focus for that diagram, so read carefully.
So we've got the explain instruction, we've got to use a diagram, and we've got to link the answer to the data.
Yes.
Anything else?
Well, now we need to think about how to actually cook up a winning response.
Okay.
So where do we even begin?
Yeah, how do we structure this?
Think of your answer like a story.
Okay.
It needs a beginning, a middle, and an end.
All right.
And a clear structure is going to be crucial to guide the examiner through your understanding.
So no rambling.
No rambling.
Be concise.
Be concise. Imagine the examiner is tired.
Yeah.
They've been reading answers all day.
They've probably been reading terrible answers all day.
Probably.
So we need to make ours stand out.
Exactly. So you want your answer to be so clear and well-organized that they can easily follow your logic and give you those marks.
All right. So what does this magical structure look like in practice?
Well, first you set the stage with definitions.
Okay.
Don't jump straight into analysis.
Right.
Start by clearly defining those key economic concepts. Wow. It's like introducing the characters in your story.
All right. So impress them from the get-go. With our economics vocabulary.
Exactly. Show the examiner straight away that you know your stuff.
All right, so what comes next?
Next, you bring in the diagram.
Okay.
Remember, this isn't just a pretty picture.
Right.
It needs to be the heart of your response.
Yeah.
And it needs to be seamlessly woven into your explanation.
So the diagram is our main character.
It is the main character.
All right. And anything we should remember about this main character, this diagram?
Precision is key.
Okay.
Imagine your diagram is like a shop window display.
Right.
If it's messy and confusing, no one's going to come in.
Makes sense.
So make sure it's clear, accurate, and complete.
Right.
That means labeled axes, correctly drawn curves.
Yeah.
And a direct application to the situation presented in the question.
Okay, so no sloppy diagrams.
No sloppy diagrams.
So we've got our definitions. Our diagram is beautifully integrated. What's the secret sauce to reaching that coveted level 3?
Ah, level 3.
The 7 to 9 mark range.
The holy grail.
Where we really wow the examiner.
That's where we really get to showcase our economic skills to hit that level 3 sweet spot.
Mm.
Your answer needs to be well organized. It needs to explore economic issues in depth, and it needs to show sound knowledge and understanding, as well as good application and focused analysis.
Okay, let's break those down.
Yeah.
What does well organized actually mean, like in the context of our 9-mark answer?
Well organized means that your answer flows logically.
Okay.
So each paragraph should build on the previous one.
Yeah.
It takes the examiner on a clear and easy to follow journey.
Okay. So it's like a smooth flowing river.
Exactly.
Not a bumpy roller coaster.
Not a bumpy roller coaster.
Okay.
Stay on track, nice and straightforward.
What about developed issues?
Okay.
How do we make sure our answer goes deep enough to impress those examiners?
Imagine you're explaining this to a friend who knows nothing about economics.
Okay.
Would they understand why this concept matters in the real world?
Right.
Why should they care? So go beyond just defining the terms. Explore the implications. Explore the cause and effect relationships, the potential consequences.
Okay.
Show the examiner that you can think critically and connect the dots.
So it's not just about showing what we know, but showing that we understand the why behind it.
Exactly.
I like that. Okay. Yeah. What about sound knowledge and understanding? I feel like that one's a bit self-explanatory.
It is, and it isn't. It's not just about throwing in every economics term you can remember.
Yeah.
It's about choosing the right concept for the specific question.
Right.
And demonstrating that you understand the nuances of them and how they relate to each other.
Okay.
So quality over quantity.
Quality over quantity. Got it. Okay. Yeah. What about good application and focused analysis? What makes those stand out in a 9-mark answer?
Good application is where you prove that you can connect the theory to the real world.
Okay.
Remember that data we talked about?
Yeah.
This is where you weave it into your explanation.
Right.
Use it as evidence to support your points.
Using the evidence.
And focused analysis means you're not just listing facts, you're building a chain of reasoning.
Okay.
Connecting the concepts, the data, and the diagram to create a cohesive and compelling argument.
Okay, so it's all about connecting the dots,
yeah.
Building a case, like a good lawyer. I like it. Okay, I'm feeling more confident already. Yeah. But I think seeing it in action would really solidify things. How about we tackle an example question?
Let's do it. I think that's the best way to really understand how all these elements come together.
All right, challenge accepted.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say the question is, with the help of a diagram, explain why a higher rate of economic activity is likely to reduce a budget deficit.
Okay.
Where do we even begin with something like that?
Well, first things first, identify those key concepts.
Okay.
We've got economic activity and we've got budget deficit.
Right.
Time to put on our economist hats and define those terms.
Okay. So economic growth, that's basically the increase in production of goods and services in a country. Right.
You can define economic growth as the increase in the real value of goods and services produced, often measured by the annual percentage change in real GDP.
Perfect. And a budget deficit is when the government spends more than it takes in through taxes, kind of like overspending on your credit card. Eventually, you have to pay it back, right?
Precisely. It means government expenditure exceeds tax revenue, leading to borrowing.
Got it. Definitions check.
Right.
Now, how do we bring in the data? Remember, this is a data response question, so we can't just ignore the evidence they give us.
Right. Let's say the source material provides an extract, we'll call it extract E, that states if growth slows, as the OBR predicts, then the budget deficit will increase.
Okay.
We can use this to our advantage.
Okay. So we can say that if slower growth means a bigger deficit, then stronger economic growth should lead to a smaller deficit.
Exactly. You're showing the examiner that you can interpret the data and apply it to the specific relationship the question is asking about. And don't forget to mention the source, as extract E states.
Okay, data linked. Check now the diagram. What kind of visual would best showcase this economic magic trick of turning higher growth into a smaller deficit?
In this case, a balanced budget diagram would be our star player.
Okay.
It clearly illustrates the relationship between government revenue and real GDP.
Can you refresh my memory on what that looks like? I'm a bit rusty on my economic diagrams.
Of course. So the y-axis represents government expenditure and revenue.
Okay.
And the x-axis represents real GDP. And you'll have an upward sloping line representing government revenue,
right,
showing that as real GDP increases, so does government income.
Right. Because with more economic activity, you have more people working, more businesses earning profits, and therefore more taxes flowing into the government's coffers.
Exactly. It's all about connecting those dots. Now remember, we need to weave all the pieces together. We've got our definitions, our data reference, and our diagram ready to shine. It's time to explain how they all work together to answer the question.
Okay, so we need to walk the examiner through how increased economic activity actually leads to that reduction in the budget deficit, and we need to use the diagram to tell that story.
Right. We can point to that upward sloping revenue line on our diagram and explain that as economic activity along the x-axis increases, it drives demand for labor. Businesses need more workers to produce those goods and services that are suddenly in higher demand.
So we're connecting that higher economic activity to actual jobs, which makes the whole thing feel less theoretical and more real world.
Exactly. And with more people employed, the government sees a decrease in unemployment benefits payouts, plus those newly employed individuals are now contributing income tax. It's a win-win for the government.
Lower spending on benefits and higher tax revenue sounds like a good deal for the government.
Mm.
What about businesses, though? Are they happy with this scenario?
Well, as you mentioned, businesses are experiencing higher demand, which means more sales and higher profits. And that translates to, you guessed it, more corporation tax revenue for the government.
So all of this combined, the lower spending on unemployment, the increase in income tax and corporation tax, that all works together to shrink that budget deficit.
Exactly. You've clearly linked the higher economic activity to specific changes in government revenue and expenditure. And you've used the diagram to illustrate this relationship beautifully.
Okay, I feel like we've cracked the code here. Anything else we need to add for that extra sparkle, or are we good to go?
Just remember one crucial thing.
Okay.
These nine-mark questions don't require a final judgment.
Okay.
Or a conclusion.
Right.
Your goal is to explain the relationship.
Yeah.
Not to make a value statement about whether a budget deficit is good or bad.
So no need to overthink it.
Don't overthink it.
Just explain it.
Exactly. Let the diagram and your analysis do the talking.
Amazing. This has been so helpful. I feel like a fog has lifted and I can actually see those nine-mark questions for what they are, challenging but totally conquerable.
That's the spirit. Remember, those nine-mark questions might seem like giants at first, but with the right approach and a bit of practice, you can totally slay them.
All you economics students out there listening, remember, you've got this. Break those questions down into manageable steps. Use the tools we've discussed and walk into that exam room feeling like the economic superheroes you are. Until next time, happy studying.